There were 22 en banc maritime cases. So who is it who wrote the largest number of those, about a third of those cases for the last 31 years? And the next question is, who wrote more than twice as many maritime en banc decisions as any other judge over the last 30 years? And this is one that I sort of knew in the back of my mind, but out of those 22 cases, there was only one judge who was in the majority of 21 of the 22 cases. 21 of the 22 cases. And who's that judge who's written the last four en banc maritime decisions of the court? So with that as the biggest part of the introduction, the remainder is very simple, and that is that you were one of us. He practiced maritime law in Lafayette for a number of years, doing the same stuff that we do day in and day out, oil field, maritime, inland, and the like, until he was appointed by President Ford in 1976, when some of us were young lawyers, to serve on the federal bench in Lafayette. And then after 7 years sitting on the district bench trying all those cases, that same types of cases that Professors Robertson and Sterling were talking about here, he was appointed by President Reagan to the Fifth Circuit in 1983. And so there is one other point I want to make that does involve a question here for you, Judge, and that is, having reviewed all those en banc decisions, I note that there's one judge out of those whose panel opinions have never been reviewed by the Fifth Circuit en banc. So is there some reason why the court has never disagreed with a single one of your opinions?